Good morning. This week our focus is on the call of God, and today I want to encourage us to walk worthy of our calling. We have been making the point that the call of God is being summoned or chosen by God for certain purposes. When a person is aware of that call and surrenders to it, he starts living out God's purposes for him. The call of God is God calling us to himself so decisively that everything we are, everything we do, and everything we have is invested with a special devotion, vigor, and direction lived out as a response to his summons and service. We also said that God's calling is irrevocable. This means it cannot be changed or reversed. God's calling is an act of grace. We are not called because we are qualified. Rather, we are qualified because we are called. God calls whom he chooses. And God's calling is transformational and brings blessings. God calls us unto salvation. We are reading from Ephesians 4 verses 1 to 3, which reads, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This is the word of the Lord. In the first three chapters of Ephesians, Paul has set forth the believer's position with all the blessings, honors, and privileges of being a child of God. In the next three chapters, he gives the consequent obligations and requirements of being his child in order to live out salvation in accordance with the Father's will and to his glory. So the first three chapters talk about the believer's identity in Christ, and the last three chapters called for a practical response. When we receive Christ as our Savior, we became citizens of his kingdom and members of his family. Along with those blessings and privileges, we also received obligations. The Lord expects us to act like the new persons we have become in Christ Jesus. He expects his standards to become our standards, his purposes, our purposes, his desires, and his nature, our nature. The Christian life is simply a process of becoming what you are. In Ephesians 4 verse 1, Paul is encouraging us to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. What does this mean? Let us examine this briefly. Walk is frequently used in the New Testament to refer to daily conduct, day-by-day living. Worthy, this Greek word has the root meaning of balancing the scales. What is on one side of the scale should be equal in weight to what is on the other side. For instance, a person worthy of his pay was one whose day's work corresponded to his day's wages. Therefore, a person who walks in a manner worthy of his calling with which he has been called is one whose daily living corresponds to his high position as a child of God and joint heir with Christ Jesus. His practical living matches his spiritual position. Consequently, the command to walk worthy of our calling does not mean that we are to somehow merit or earn our position. Rather, Paul is exhorting believers to live their lives so as to prove they belong to Christ. They are to maintain loyalty to Christ and live with integrity. True believers will display the fruit of the Spirit. Their daily lives match their message, which is the gospel, their position in Christ, and the character of Christ. They live their religion, not merely profess it. Furthermore, the calling with which you have been called is the sovereign, saving calling of God. Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." John 6, verse 44. Paul tells us that those whom God predestined, these he called, and whom he called, he justified, and whom he justified, he glorified. Romans 8, 30. No person can be saved apart from receiving Christ Jesus as his Savior. But no person can choose Christ who has not already been chosen by the Father and the Son. Without God's calling, without his choosing us, our choosing him would be futile. In fact, if God did not call men to himself, no man would want to come to him, because a natural man is at enmity with God. The marvelous truth of the gospel is that God not only sent his Son to provide a way of salvation, but that he sent him to seek the lost in order to save them. God was not content simply to make salvation available. He called the redeemed elect to himself. That is why our calling is a high calling, a heavenly calling, and a holy calling. And that is why the faithful, responsive Christian is determined to press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. As we continue to reflect on this crucial matter, Paul outlines for us five essentials for faithful Christian living on which walking worthy in the Lord's call are predicated. We will highlight only three. The first of these is humility, which is also the foundation from which the others flow progressively. Humility means to think or judge with lowliness and to have lowliness of mind. Humility is an ingredient of spiritual blessing. Just as every sin has its roots in pride, every virtue has its roots in humility. It allows us to see ourselves as we are because it shows us before God as He is. Humility begins with proper self-awareness, the virtue by which a man becomes conscious of his own unworthiness. It begins with an honest, unadorned view of oneself. Also, humility involves Christ's awareness, meaning our goal is to walk in the same manner as He did. The second is gentleness or meekness. Meekness is the surest signs of humility. Gentleness is mild-spirited and self-controlled, which is the opposite of vindictiveness and vengeance. One of the marks of true meekness is self-control. The meek person responds willingly to the word of God, no matter what the requirements or consequences are, humbly receiving the word implanted. He is also a peacemaker who readily forgives. And the third attitude is patience, which is an outgrowth of humility and gentleness. Patience means long-tempered and sometimes translated as long-suffering. The patient person endures negative circumstances and never gives in to them. The patient saint accepts God's plan for everything without questioning or grumbling. He does not complain when his calling seems less glamorous than someone else's or when the Lord sends him to a place that is dangerous or difficult. When we commit ourselves to walk worthy of our calling, we are patterning Christ and we are also walking in humility, gentleness, and meekness.